Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I mean, every year teams are different. I mean, obviously, I want to be here. I mean, I want to be here, but I want to win, too. So, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I've said that since I've been here. Like, I want to be here. I want to win championships here and do that. But I want to win.
There you go. That's Trae Young from earlier today. Exit interviews as the season came to an end the other night. I pretty much love everything about that quote. It's also exactly what he's said every time he's been asked about it since he started getting asked about it a couple of years ago about wanting to be here and all that kind of stuff. Now, the but I also want to win part.
Right. People who read in the stuff will look at that part, that whole soliloquy,
you know,
and say
hope,
that.
You know who I hope reads into that?
Who?
The front office.
I'm sure they know.
I'm sure they do.
Well,
I don't know. Seems like they do, but you would assume, but I don't know. Like, yeah, but I also want to win. Guys, like, maybe do something to try to help that process. Like, you know, one of the best players the franchise has ever had.
Yep.
Build the pieces around me correctly to try to help me.
But my thing
drive.
Is, okay, build, and we talked about this yesterday because we were talking specifics about how to build a team around him. If he's going to be here, mm-hmm. but it's hard to build a team around him.
It is hard, definitely
you
hard.
You know what I'm saying? So what about this team makes this this front office makes you think that they're going to put the right guys around him?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. So is the butt part him saying, if y'all get this blank right, I don't want to play here no more?
It could be. I don't know that we're there yet.
Right.
But, I mean, that's where it gets. I mean, that's where it all ultimately goes. Either, you know, and it's all depending on the patience of the individual.
Yes.
Right? Like, the example I always give, and I just think there's so many parallels between the types of players that they are, situations they find themselves in now, and all that kind of stuff, like, is Damian Lillard.
Yep.
and Trae. Luckily for Portland, Damian Lillard was really patient and gave them a bunch of different tries to figure it out, and ultimately they never did. And then at the end of it, he was like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be in Miami. And they were like, to hell with that. We're sending you to Milwaukee.
Which you would ultimately think was a great thing.
You would think he would be like, oh, great. Yeah. They're actually better because they've got one of the best five players in the league.
No, he don't want to be there.
And then Dame proceeded to kind of pout all year and not have a very good season.
Yes.
So
yes, I want to go to Miami.
Yeah, which is pretty weird.
Yes, I
and kind
Miami.
Of flies in the face of all the stuff that I don't know, whatever. Maybe there's more to it than him just not wanting to be there. But he didn't have a particularly good season given what he's capable of. Now he's going to have an opportunity to carry the thing.
Yep.
Because Giannis isn't going to play.
Giannis is not playing.
At least game one, probably beyond that, but we'll see. I thought Giannis wasn't going to play in the playoffs 4 years ago
when his knee bent
10 inches the wrong way,
yeah.
and then he came back for the finals. But all that to say, I don't know. I'm not going to read too much into that part. I just am going to say I agree with you. I want you to win too. And if that's the path they choose, the path of retooling it around Trae, which is the path they've chosen
mm-hmm.
and have tried to do, they just have to get better pieces around him, which means specifically, instead of just saying arbitrarily get better pieces around him, guys that can defend the perimeter
mm-hmm.
and guys that can shoot threes and a big that can legitimately protect the rim. That's what they need.
Okay.
They have horrible, horrible defensive pieces, and they need to have better ones.
Yeah.
Simple.
Maybe that's how long that's been the case.
At least 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
maybe four.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
Clint Capela used to be a really good defensive center.
The age and injuries caught up with Clint. We know that. We understand that part right there. It is caught up with him. You got to have an upgrade there. My big thing is why Onyeka has not taken that mantle.
But I mean, 4 years in, you know why? Because he can't.
Okay. Well, then that's what I'm saying. So
at a certain point. Then
that's what I'm saying. We keep on talking about Clint. Go get a whole new room of bigs.
Yeah,
go get a whole new room of bigs.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like Onyeka. And the thing about it is you can find backup centers. I want him here to be the backup center. You can find a backup center.
Yeah, I mean, you know? It sucks that you took him and not Tyrese Halliburton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could have had him.
How would that have looked? Him and Trey.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's ball dominant guard too.
Exactly.
Probably would look a lot like Trey and
yeah,
Johnson.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, it's not the right piece to have with Trey. So I guess I should stop bringing that up. But boy, is he good.
Yes,
he's boy,
a very
is
good
he good player.
He's a very good player.
But
he's a very good player.
Neither here nor
there. I kind of know why, because I was reading some quotes from Kyrie yesterday. Like, why is he on the Olympic team over Kyrie? But I understand why. It's not a basketball thing. It doesn't have as far as why Kyrie isn't on this damn team.
What, or guys don't like him?
Who? Guys don't like who?
They don't like Kyrie?
Who don't like Kyrie?
I don't know. Why isn't he on the team?
I don't know. Why isn't he on?
I don't know.
What I'm saying is it just strictly basketball, or is it something other than basketball why Kyrie isn't on this team? Because I don't understand how he's on. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Because I can understand maybe why Drew's on, because he's a perimeter defender and all that. But you got plenty of scoring.
I know. Was the one for me not to be a hater. Yeah. I was like, really, Drew Holiday? Like, I know he was on the team 4 years ago and they won the gold, which is maybe another reason why he doesn't need to be on this team, but it's neither here nor there. Guys are getting 5 gold medals now.
Yeah,
I don't know. The roster's really weird.
It is weird.
It's the weirdest. It's the weirdest. Do we call it Dream Team still?
Hell no.
It's the weirdest Olympic roster that I can remember.
Yeah. But, they're going to have to go out there. They're going to have to be in. The season's on. I mean, there's a couple pending free agents that you can come in here and be the best player probably out there. Only person I can think of that's a pending free agent is Paul George. That I can think of that's going to be a straight free agent.
And that would be that would be great.
Yeah, he's the only he's the only one I can think of right now.
And if they can pull that off, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And my apologies to the front office.
Yeah.
Because that would be getting exactly what you need, which is a better player than what you have at any position and a premier wing in the NBA now. Injuries and blah, 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 but whatever. Like, that's a gamble that is worth taking if he's willing to come here.
Yeah.
But that's the other part of it.
Is he willing to come here?
Everybody wants him to get into the luxury tax. Everybody wants him to spend money. On who? Who said no? Like, because that's the thing, is who are they going after that wants to come here?
I don't know.
Like, because it's not as simple as pay him. He's got to say yes to.
Yeah, I mean,
free agents are allowed to go where they want.
Yeah, Siakam's a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't sign an extension with the Pacers.
No, he didn't.
Yep, so he'll be a pending free agent. I mean, there's certain dudes that are going to be pending free agency, but if one thing that I always talk about this, and this is the thing that, you know, as an owner of a basketball team, as Tony Wrestler is, I'm not going to luxury tax for this.
No.
I'm not going to luxury tax for ancillary report. I'm not going to luxury tax for Kevin Herter. Okay?
No.
And we're not contending with – no, that's fine. Be mad. But, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, can we know why they moved these certain people a few years ago because of the whole luxury tax type thing?
Right.
Okay. If it's my dime, damn right. Why am I going to go in the luxury tax for Kevin Herter?
To be a six seed.
To be a six seed.
Or a five or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now,
I'll go in the luxury tax for Paul George.
Hell yeah.
Well, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't know. We'll see. That's the thing, is we don't really know whether or not he's willing to do it if the circumstance presents itself.
Right.
Because the circumstance presented itself to remain kind of solid, but obviously not championship level.
That team that went in when all those guys got extensions, they went to the conference finals. And say, for instance, they're all here today, what would they be?
No, they're all old, man. A lot of them are kind of over the hill at this point.
I'm just talking about, say, like,
have they kept
Kevin Herter and Gallo? And,
well, Gallo can't move. Like
John Collins and those guys, where would they be at?
They'd be a little better because those pieces fit together better.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Is the thing about this team right now, and it's just really specifically the two guards that are both very good but can't be their best when on the court together. The pieces fit together better, right? Like, Trey had the ball a lot and was in the pick and roll with someone who could thrive like that, whether it was John Collins in the pick and roll where he was at his best, or Capella when he was still healthy and could do it. Like, that was those were good fits. You had Herter on the outside who could shoot and play a little bit of defense on the perimeter. Like, it wasn't the greatest team in the world, but the team fit together a hell of a lot better. Yeah. And that's what I'll give Travis Schlink credit for. Like, that's at least
the guy who's been around team building.
Well, but he built a team. Like, he took a team from a tank to a playoff win.
Yeah, guy.
Like,
Yeah.
I thought you were being sarcastic. No, he was.
Yeah, a guy.
He was in a front office that built the team on pieces that fit well together, and then he came here and built the team that fit pretty well together.
Okay, yeah, that's all I was asking.
I get what you're saying. Because now you got a front office who hasn't.
Yeah, that's all.
And hasn't, but hopefully they will. Let's hear from Chris Sale talking about his health.
I feel really good. You know, I've touched on it before, but this is really the first time since 2017 that I've finished a year healthy. Had an entirely healthy offseason. So, I'm just excited.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm having fun again.
There you go. Off to a good start this year as well. A little bit of bad luck in his last time out, but through three starts, he's gone 17 and two-thirds. He struck out 20 guys, which is fantastic, a really good rate, 10 strikeouts per nine innings. His ERA is a little bit high, but I think some of that has to do with some of that bad luck, and it'll probably regulate a little bit. And he's on the mound tonight against a really good Texas Rangers team. And honestly, every time Chris Sale goes out there, I'm just excited to see what he looks like. Yep. Because if he's as good as he can be, whatever, I mean, probably not what he once was, but if he's as good as he can be, he's a huge part of this rotation, man. And so far, so good, I feel.
Well, he hasn't stunk. I think that's the biggest thing.
He's been good,
you know. And so I think that, you know, once he is, because we know what he wants. He's not going to be that guy.
Probably.
You know, but I mean, can he be a solid contributing pitcher? He has been so far. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think that the one thing when you look at how this lineup, it will help him out, obviously. You know, with the lineup that he has. But I think that, you know, when you look at Chris Sale, he has been, I don't want to say a pleasant surprise. I'm going to say that because the dude can pitch.
Yeah.
You know that he's been injured and everything like that. And like I said earlier, he won't be what he once was. But just don't suck.
I need more than that.
That's all I need right now. No.
He's the third starter now.
I
need more than just don't suck. They gave him a bunch of money.
But the thing about it, he's the third starter by default.
Yeah, be good. Just be good.
Don't suck.
And he's been good.
Yeah.
He's been good. By the way, Luke Williams now up with the big club. Forrest Wall gets sent down to the minors today. Luke Williams called up, kind of a utility guy, can play infield and outfield. Off to a good start in Gwinnett so far. Seven games, he's batting .345, couple home runs, three stolen bases. So a little bit of a roster move today by the Atlanta Braves, a little depth piece there. We'll come back. Emory Hunt going to join us. CBS Sports football game plan draft analyst. We'll get his thoughts. Last time we'll talk to him before the draft rolls around, what he thinks the Falcons are going to do at number 8. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.